Good morning, a Wednesday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartuk. Alan, it's a time for the layers and the scarves and the caps and the gloves and the, well, really, you should stay indoors. It's going to get really cold over the next couple of days. We're talking about temperatures in the teens to near 20 during the daytime and then in the night near zero or below.
Yeah, you know, David, when you begin to feel those, well, I hate to say it, but those nose hairs freezing, and you know you're really in the soup. We were hearing so much about Russian interference in Russian politics. Could it be that they're sending us their weather also? You know, this is, of course, that's just an attempt at fun at a time when nothing's funny. And I can say that everybody has to bundle up. If you protect yourself, you'll be okay. I have a friend who every morning he gets out, no matter what, and walks 4 miles. And he covers his face, he puts a big coat on, and he does it. Well, this is where the rubber hits the road and where you might find that maybe he doesn't go out because that's the time you ride an indoor bike. Because if you have to do exercise, and some of us are addicted to it, you really have to be sensible about what you're doing. So everybody, we love you. Be careful.
In addition, Albany and Saratoga, a number of communities around the region deal with the cold and folks who may be homeless and need a place to shelter. It's called Code Blue in our region, and many of those places are available into next week as well.
Well, there's a shocking number of homeless people out there, David. New York City, for example, cannot keep up. And Mayor de Blasio has tried and tried and tried, but it just doesn't work. And I know that the governor has made statements about it also. But these are real people who have real problems. And anybody who's worth their salt can sort of project themselves into their place.
Well, during the cold, we use more energy, and that's heat. And we have a pick for Energy Secretary Rick Perry, who once wanted to abolish the Energy Department.
You know, 2 million votes more for Hillary. This guy, Trump, is walking around talking about himself as somebody who has a tremendous mandate. This is just the big lie. And into each of these cabinet posts, he's putting somebody who is basically a thumb in your eye. You know, in one case, a climate change denier into the Environmental Protection Agency. In the case of Rick Perry, a guy from Texas, an oil state who is committed to energy in the old way and not to protecting us and our grandchildren and the others. So in each case, Trump is putting somebody there. I don't know who is calling the shots, but I can tell you one thing. The signal is unmistakable and very clear. We've never done enough. Obama has tried his best, but he couldn't make it work because the Republicans stood in the way. Now you're going to really see something.
How Moscow aimed a perfect weapon at the U.S. election investigation by the New York Times reveals missed signals, slow responses, and a continuing underestimation of the seriousness of a campaign of cyber espionage to disrupt the presidential race. A low-cost, high-impact weapon that Russia had test-fired in elections elsewhere was trained on the U.S. with devastating effectiveness.
So when the Russians started to hack, the North Koreans had hacked before the Russians. The United States should have known. You know, here you have a president of the United States, Barack Obama, who believes in negotiation and doing it right, not to put the whole relationship with Russia off kilter. He thought, perhaps naively, that you could do that. This is seen by, you know, an ex-KGB colonel like Putin as a signal I can proceed because they're weak. The problem, of course, is not that you're going to get a Trump who comes in and does any better. Right now, we're seeing a guy who has all kinds of ties to Russia and who is appointing people, including his choice for Secretary of State, Mr. Tillerson, who are, in fact, in bed with the Russians, at least business-wise. So when Trump comes into office and Putin eats his lunch, the question will be, will he get on his case or will Putin back off because he has a friend in the White House? That's going to be a difficult one. But right now, the signs from Putin are frightening. That a guy from Russia, a KGB colonel of the old style, can start to do his aggression the way that he's doing it, unchecked by the United States, with a new president coming in who has all kinds of ties to the same guy. This Russian bear is getting his way in everything he wants, and in Syria and every other place, and we are doing precious little about it. So it'll be fascinating, although I have my doubts, as to what happens when you get a new president.
Our political observer, Alan Chartuk, joining us. Thanks as always, Alan.
And thank you, David, and everybody out into the cold, but be very, very careful, and button up.
Brr.